Hey, everybody, this is Scooter. I just want to give you a warning. This upcoming episode is not to be slept to. It is our test sleep show with, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to produce for the first time in the history of this podcast, a test that's not supposed to put you to sleep, but put your hands together, put your hearts together for, Scooter. Put your hands together, Scooter, for the Bob and Scooter on sleep, maybe a show called Sleep Show. Okay, so cut it there. We probably need to be, maybe not cut it because we probably could use some, maybe the next show we'll have some theme. Ba 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 do ba do ba do ba do shoo ba do ba 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 scoop doo ba 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 Scooter and Bob. They're talking sleep stuff. Shabba-da-ba-ba-bo, bee-ba-doo-ba-bo-dee. Gonna get sued by the Tonight Show. Boo-ch-ch. Yeah, the sleep show. Baka, yeah. Don't go to sleep. Right now. I mean, here they are. Oh, hey, Bob, could you come in here for a second? I want to have a little staff meeting here.
Okay, Scooter, wait, staff meeting? What about you? You mean a partners meeting, don't you?
I wanted to talk to you, Bob.
Okay, Scooter, you talk. You go ahead.
Okay, so I want to get your feel for this show. I want to tell you what I'm thinking of, and then I would like to hear your thoughts about it or what you want out of it.
Well, I'd like some fans, Scooter. I'm working on some more fans. I want to be more popular than Ray. I want to be more popular than Bernie the Butterfly. Tommen and Powell. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, boy.
Why don't I tell you what I'm thinking, and then you tell me what you think. We only got a few minutes here. We'll do a staff meeting, and then maybe we'll do a test run of the show. This is what I was thinking, is, you know, we have all these great phone calls that are coming in, right? And we have this great guy answering the calls.
Oh, Scooter, are you talking about me? Oh, boy.
But I said, geez, the main goal of the Sleep With Me podcast is to help people fall asleep, right? A soothing, lulling, distracting show.
Okay. I'm with you so far, Scooter. Do you mind if I drink it? No drinks in here. Okay, Scooter, no drinks.
So I'm thinking, this is what I've been thinking, is we're going to take the phone calls and the Sleeper Summer stuff out of the regular show. We're going to take that stuff out of the regular show. We'll put it on there because it's like then people can leave messages at any volume they want. Because originally I was going to say, could you just leave it in a lulling, soothing voice, which people could still do that. It would still be fun. But also it'll open. One thing, Bob, is that I don't know, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I don't know how sleep-inducing you are.
Oh, Scooter. What do you mean, Scooter?
Well, you just said, it's like you are some sort of, are you related to John C. Reilly at all? Because when I hear your voice, I say, not John C. Reilly, but I think of his smile.
Oh, Scooter, oh.
So, and I say, geez, I don't know if I'd want John C. Reilly doing my bedtime podcast. I'd rather have him doing a show where people call in and he's answering the calls.
Okay. This is my fans calling in.
And I'll be honest with you, Bob. Ever since I started this podcast, October 2013, I think. What year is it?
It's 2015, Scooter.
October 2013. Within a month, I said, geez, I'd love to do a show about sleep, like sleep tips. Eventually, we'll get a hold of doctors. I got a couple of things really on my chest about this. Maybe we could just do a few minutes of sleep tips or check in with the Google community or the Facebook community. Or, you know, find out. Maybe we'd have people leaving messages like doctors, sleep doctors. And then, but I never started it.
Okay, Scooter, I'm with.
Okay, Bob, I'm trying to get, let me get through this here. But I never started because I said, well, geez, I'm not set up to do interviews. I don't have the time. But maybe we just do a tiny, tiny version of it, and we just see how it goes. Just like it's a Sleeper Summer show. I think we're going to call it Sleep Show. What do you think about that, Bob?
Scooter, the Sleep Show they are awake for. Yeah, so you listen to it during the day.
Okay, Scooter, you're confusing me now. It's a sleep show. Sleep with me. I get that. Okay. I don't get it.
Okay, maybe we'll call it sleep show daytime. I don't know. Sleep show in the morning. How about that, Bob?
Oh, Scooter, that's, maybe you should think about it.
Okay, so we'll think about it. So is that sound comfortable to you right now, Bob?
Scooter, so no sarsaparilla in the studio.
Bob, did you do that on purpose because there was alliteration in there?
Yes, I did.
So that's it. We'll see how it goes. Maybe the next time we sit down and record, we'll do some calls or some sleep tips, and then we'll edit this together and put it out once or twice a week. What do you think, Bob?
Scooter, that's twice a week because I know we'll have more fans, I think.
All right, so we'll be back at some point, me and Bob, on the sleep show with Bob something. All right, Bob, we're back in studio again. Another day with Bob, my buddy. And Bob, what do you say we take some phone calls? You got any phone calls lined up, Bob?
Scooter, I have some phone calls lined up. I have two phone calls. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Bob. Where's the first phone call from?
Scooter, this phone call's from San Diego, California, just hours south of us, many hours. Yeah, but and it's from your buddy. Well, I'll let him. Okay, Bob, hit play the call. Scooter, here comes a call from Richard.
Okay, Bob. It's supposed to be an exciting show, but I don't know if I'm comfortable with that level of excitement yet or ever. But can you play the call from Richard? I'm excited about it. I can tell you. I'm excited about that, Bob.
Hey, Scooter. It's Richard V.S. from San Diego. I'm calling on behalf of Barky. He told me to look up what API stands for, and it stands for Application Programming Interface, but he didn't tell me to figure out what that means, so I don't know what it means. Well, have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, Bob, so that was from Richard. I think he said CS. Not Richard VG, who I don't even think Richard VG is, and maybe Richard, who I've been calling VG, is CS. Or there could be two Richards in this world. Bob, Richard, is Richard, holy shit. Wait, Bob, is Bob Robert? Can a Robert ever be a Richard, Bob?
Scooter, I've been wondering that my whole life, and I don't have a clear answer for you, but okay,
great, Bob. Thanks for that call, though, Bob. That was great. Gonna have to work on some of these studio boundaries because we got a child. I can hear a child singing somewhere. Bob, do you hear that, Scooter?
I do hear that. Are you being kidding? Are you making?
Okay. Anyway, Richard, thank you for that call. Let's sum up Richard's call. Richard's working with Barky now, so that's. It's either good news because Barky's doing something. Or bad news because the gods, old and new, since I stopped praying to them regularly, they've moved on. And that's a little sad because Barky's my favorite of the gods, old and well, no, I can't take that back. And all the thoughts I'm thinking. He said, Barky's just like the most fun of the. So Richard's working with Barky. He said API stands for. I forgot already. Bob, do you remember?
Scooter, it wasn't interface. I was surprised by that. So I said, or maybe it was.
I think it standard for application. I don't know, but Richard looked it up, but he didn't know what it meant, which sounds like he could be working with Barky, but that would be too much work. But thank you, Richard. Whatever, that call was terrific and funny. So I'm glad. Bob, we got any more calls?
Scooter, we've got another call here, and I have not, I'll be honest with you, buddy, I haven't listened to it. So this one's coming in hot and cold, like yesterday's mold.
Okay, another boundary issue, Bob. I'll do the singing and the lame song references. We'll figure out your stuff, but that's one of my, what do they call them? I think they call them crutches, or there's another derogatory term I almost thought of, Scooter.
And I'll do, that's another one of my things, as I say, well, I almost thought of them.
Okay. Well, here, how about this call, Scooter? Who wants to control, Mr. Control?
Okay, just, yeah, let's just go to the call.
Hi, Scooter. This is Laura from Portland, Oregon. I say that with a little bit of a question mark because my sleeper summer project has been moving from Chicago, where I lived for 9 years, to Portland. I made it this week, and with your help, I have actually gotten some sleep this summer, even as I have been very, very stressed out by all the details of moving across the country. So I wanted to call in and say thank you so much for what you do. You're really making a difference in my day-to-day living by helping me fall asleep. And I'm also a big fan of Bob. So I hope that, you know, you're getting him some sarsaparilla right now. All right. Again, this is Laura from Portland, and thank you and hi to everybody else listening to this. I hope Scooter helps you fall asleep.
All right, Bob, that was a call from Laura. What do you think of it? We've got another Bob fan out there, Bob.
Scooter. She says sarsaparilla. She knows I like sarsaparilla. Could you? How do you think she know?
Yeah, I have no idea. She must be such a fan of yours, Bob, that she's doing some serious internet research to find out that you love sarsaparilla. But let's talk about Laura, Bob. That was a call. Laura's moving across the country. She just moved across the country. They say it's one of the most stressful things, changing jobs. Moving, being in a relationship with me, and I think maybe terminal illness. Those are in that order.
Well, I could tell you, Scooter, you set me up there. Did you set that joke up on purpose? Because I could agree with the first three.
No, yeah, no. But yeah, I hope Laura's the best. If anybody is in that area. Laura's, I don't know if Laura's on the Nods group. I had trouble in that one trip I made to Chicago, but I hear it's a wonderful city. I hear Portland's a wonderful city. But that sounds like a pretty big change. Those are very different cities, I think. Both wonderful, but unique. And there can be some exciting things, especially in a place as dense as I perceive Chicago to be. I love urban density myself. And so I just think that would be a contrast from Portland, but not a negative contrast. So if anybody, you know, look, try to find, you know, let's share who's in Illinois, who's in Chicago. Let's share it on the Nods group. And Laura, I'm glad we can be here for you. I know a lot of people have been moving this summer, and it's the summer moves. And I'm going to give Bob a sarsaparilla, and then we'll see what next time me and Bob record, we'll see what comes up next. But we probably have to work on some sort of structure to this. And Bob, you have to learn to, that's too close to you.
Well, Scooter, I just want to be closer to the mic, because I'm a partner.
Okay, that's it for tonight, folks. All right, everybody, that was the pilot test episode of Sleep Show. I just want to tell you, we're going to be recording some more of these and try to get it out once a week. And the next couple of shows, I got a theme I want to cover, which is what I feel is the number one sleep tip that doesn't get, when people say, oh, you're having trouble sleeping, or you see an infographic, or you see an article, I feel like the number one thing that should be said isn't said. And I think maybe we should cover that in depth before we cover any other sleep tips. So that'll be on the next sleep show, even though it's so important. It's a teaser, sleep show. The end for now.